Blog Talk Radio.
Faceted Gems, I'm Diane Murray Ward. Give thanks for our blessings. Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. You're listening to Faceted Gems on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Diane Ward. Thank you for tuning in. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, I think, because of the weather. The storm kind of knocked out our system a little, but now we're on the air. Thank you so much for joining us. As you know, Faceted Gems is a program that talks with individuals who are looking at other facets of their life, other ways of expressing the joys and the gifts and all of the strengths that they have that they haven't perhaps actualized immediately, but they know it's in there. And so we like to thank and give joy and blessings to all of those individuals that have been able to actualize their gifts. And one of those ways that some of our guests have been able to actualize their gifts is by having multiple careers and by enjoying their hobbies and extending those hobbies and interests and making them not only jobs but other careers. And I know that one of the areas that our guests have always stressed is education. One is never too old to learn. One is always open to learning. And when one realizes that one doesn't know everything about a particular area or field, that we're open to understanding and to asking for help. Well, this particular episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. I'm someone who's wanted to be a writer for a long time. And interestingly, I didn't realize of myself that I wanted to be a writer or that I even had the potential. One of my college professors was very upset with me that I didn't major in English because he emphatically believed that I should be a writer. I didn't agree with him, but he was emphatic. I did not agree with him. I wanted to pursue other careers. And he was quite clear that even as a college freshman that I really should have been a writer. Well, a few years later, I've now come to that realization. And I've written a few things in draft form, but to take it to the next step, I've had to rely on quite a few people. And one of the things that I realized is that as someone wanting to pursue a writing career, one must continue reading, researching, and developing mentorship. And that's something that's always also been a common thread on this program. It's very important to me to meet up with people that are also authors, that have similar minds, similar headset, And as you know, if you've been listening to this program, that we've had quite a few authors on the air. We've had individuals that have had other careers. One lady was an accountant. She is an author. Another lady is in finance and business, an entrepreneur, her own CEO. She's an author. And so I've been very blessed to find individuals that are authors who have pursued their interests and want to share what they have learned with so many others, just like myself. So, again, as I was saying, I'd like to be a writer. I am a writer, as someone corrected me, but I'd like to be an author, a published author. Not been published, just a few small articles here and there, but a real book. Wow, that would really be a challenge. And so what I've done is research. I've also given myself assignments, and I've also looked at blogs. And one of those ways that one expands one's knowledge base is by networking with individuals who write. Network with individuals who, as myself, have other careers and do other things. But they also feel very strongly that they'd like to share what they have learned and what they know with someone else. Blogs are a wonderful way. Giving myself assignments, another way. And doing research, asking friends, asking authors, asking writers, what kinds of things they look for. How did they get started? How did they develop that genre, that area? How did they research getting a publisher? What kinds of books? So these are the kinds of things I want to discuss with you, because I'm going on the journey right now. And sometimes as you go along with a journey with someone, you can get fresh ideas and new insight into what to do. I have been very lucky in that I've attended quite a few writing workshops, and there's probably a lot more that I will plan to attend. And they don't have to be very expensive. They could be right in your town or city. But you get so much inspiration from going to writing workshops. Like minds, again, you're in an environment where it's very positive. You learn so much from other people that is really invaluable. So whatever that ticket is, whatever it costs, believe me, you will probably go away with a whole lot more in terms of new friends, new peers, and also instructors. A lot of authors will give you insight into what the pitfalls are about writing in particular, and the kinds of things you need to look at and to avoid if you want to pursue this kind of career. A lot of us think of authors as people who are just able to sit around all day and maybe drink coffee and write. It doesn't work like that at all. I know for myself, and I've heard from other authors, you just get into a zone. And once you get into that zone, it really is like a muse and someone else coming in and just working through you so that you can get that thought across. And you never know when those thoughts are going to occur. So a lot of writers, like myself, keep a notebook or a journal handy and travel with it, just so that we can get those ideas together and jot them down, because you never know what will inspire you, what will give you that inspiration, what will trigger some thought or memory or story and give you just that idea that you were looking for but you couldn't find before, because at that moment you weren't in the moment. And it's an amazing thing to be able to just write and let the thoughts flow. And I know for myself, you lose track of time. And it's so good to know that other people have experienced the same thing, that you just seem to lose track of time and you just go with the moment. It's also interesting to talk to publishers. And I know I've contacted a few publishers, and some have contacted me about what it is that I want, what is it that I envision in terms of my work. And, you know, that, again, has given me some structure and some guidance, because sometimes I think writers, and I know this is true not only of myself but others who've talked to me, have said sometimes you're just so scattered. There's so many things in your head. You're not exactly sure what to do and where to go and where to start. And so that structure and that guidance is really important. And you want to be able to give publishers exactly what they want, because you don't want to tick them off, but you also want to give them a neat, concise package. It's not just the spelling and the grammar and the neatness. You want to be able to have content that you think is going to be worth publishing. And of course, there's self-publishing and there's e-publishing and there's all those other aspects of publishing. But what is it? What is the message, if any, that you want to convey? I know that one of the things I have is a cookbook. Well, I want it to be fun. Another piece that I'm working on is poetry, and I wrote it quite a while ago, but I need to refresh it. And you know what's also I find very interesting, and I've talked to other authors as well, is how we've changed and matured through the years since we've written a piece. And that's a very, very exciting prospect, because when you look back on it, you realize, what were the things that were going on in your life then? What caused you and formed you to write the way you did that then? And how does it change now? And that's a wonderful, exciting prospect when you're able to look back on your work and make some useful commentary on your own work. I know some of us are very critical. I'm very, very critical, and I think writers are extremely self-critical. At least that's what I've heard. And so I think it's wonderful when we're able to go back, look at our work, maybe change it, maybe not, because there's something to be said for that historical context and the meaning and nuance of that time. As I mentioned, there are types of publishing, but there are also there's a way to present a book. There's book outlines. How do you write a book proposal? There are layers and layers and layers, and there are so many wonderful people available on the internet that can help give you guidance and compare them and see what works for you. There is no one set cookie cutter approach, but there are some basic guidelines. And like I said, I am not an expert. I am someone who is a work in progress, who is learning and working towards getting published. And that for me is something, again, besides having this show, I think that's something I'm capable of doing and achieving. But I have to be consistent. I have to spend the time. I have to be patient with myself, which, as you've heard before, is not one of my is not my forte. And just understand that this is part of what makes me a Faceted Gem. You're listening to Faceted Gems. You're listening to Faceted Gems on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. And I'm your host, Diane Ward. And I'm really giving a self-assessment of one of the things that make me, I think, a Faceted Gem. Reading, learning, asking questions. I've identified two authors that I've asked to be my mentors. And thank God they have been very, very welcoming. And they have agreed to spend time with me. And it's so wonderful to be able to talk to individuals who can be your mentors, because they can tell you about all of their funny and sad and crying and joyful stories. And therefore, you don't feel so alone. You might think you're going through something, and guess what? That same kind of crash that you think you feel, or rejection. Oh, yes, I do recall rejection letters and rejection notices. And, yes, I've been trying this for a little while now, but I'm taking a different approach. I was doing it alone. I thought I had to do it by myself, and that's not true. Once you have a cadre of people that you really trust and people whose work that you really, really like, wow, if you can find them to be a mentor or to give you any moments of guidance, those are gems. Those are moments that you will really treasure. And I think that when you have those moments when you feel down, because, you know, all of our guests have talked about those times when they haven't been inspired, when they feel less than inspired, when they felt like giving up. We all have them. But when you have someone in your corner, it makes it go a little easier, and you find that hope and that faith in yourself, which is what we've talked about quite a bit on Faceted Gems. You get that energy to go on. I know sometimes with some work that I have to leave it alone. I have to walk away and then come back with fresh eyes. And then I can look at it again in a different way. And there are so many nuances and things and thoughts that I hadn't thought of before because I was either tired or I was rushing. And that's what you need to do sometimes with life. Step away a little bit and come back and reassess. It's the same thing with writing a book. Your material, your poetry, It's something that is so personal, and it's your baby. It really is, and that's why it's so important. Join groups. Attend seminars. Seminars, they're pretty much noncommittal, but go to the seminar. Go to the book fairs. I have met some of the most wonderful people by attending book fairs. And go to book readings. Go to the library. You'd be surprised. We're fortunate that the public library has given us all an opportunity to attend free readings, meet the author, let them talk about their book. Some of the authors read the book to you, excerpts from it. I mean, these are wonderful opportunities to get up close and comfortable, and sometimes you don't even know what to ask. Just being in the room, you'll find that other people will ask the most intriguing questions, and you will just learn vicariously just from being there and sop up something that you may not have even known. It's a wonderful venue that allows you to talk to regular people who are able to achieve this goal. And it doesn't matter what the topic is. It could be something technical. It could be something scientific. It could be something social. It could be something funny. It could be children's books. It doesn't matter. You learn a lot, whether you need technical skills, publishing skills, if you're looking for an illustrator perhaps. And that's another part of publishing and books. There's another piece I'm working on it where I'm the illustrator, and I think that it's wonderful to be able to expand one's range. And don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid. Take that leap of faith. Everything that we've talked about has been a leap of faith. And again, for myself, when I talk to you about a leap of faith, I'm not doing it in a vacuum. I'm talking about myself as well. Have the right equipment if you possibly can. I like to longhand write. But one of the major, major leaps that I did was get a laptop. And because it's so portable and it's easy for me to take around, amazingly enough, because it's so easy to use, I find that it's easier for me to even jot down those ideas at those moments when you least expect it. And so it's right there. It's portable. It's easy. It's accessible. And I can just go and do what I want to do. And I can get in the zone there in a small space without a lot of hoopla and just do what I have to do. And, of course, you know, you don't have to spend a lot for that. Look for what's the most convenient for you, a word processor, whatever it is. Just find something simple that makes it work for you. Again, however, I do like to write longhand in script. And I do write. And I keep that notebook, the journal. Whatever works best for you. Some people record. I went through a period of time when I was recording ideas and then playing them back. There are so many different ways that we have available to us to be able to jot down those gems, those moments when we get those thoughts, those ideas, those insights, those segues, those pieces that make it connect, that make the image and the thought and the storyline and everything else come together. Those characters come alive. You never know when that's going to happen. And so avail yourself of what's available. I write on everything. I write on napkins. I write on paper. I was able to get notebooks that I say, okay, this is specifically for this. And nothing else goes in there for ideas, for projects, for next steps, for copyright information, for whatever I need to do next, I jot it down. And that's a wonderful, wonderful part of the creative process, I think, as someone who's a writer. It's very exciting to see your work in print. It really is. And I know that for myself, I had one of those moments, which I'll share with you, when there's a program. It's not a program, but it's really like a daily devotional called Presbyterian Can, and it's a devotional, Presbycan, daily devotional, and it's wonderful. And every day someone writes something, you know, faith-based. I'm not Presbyterian, but I was so moved by something that happened to me one day. I just I don't know, the muse took over and I just started writing this piece. And I wrote the piece, and as a lark, I went and I sent it in, and it was accepted, and I didn't expect that it would be accepted, and it was published, and I got wonderful feedback all over the world about this piece that I wrote, and it was a wonderful, wonderful moment for me to know that other people agreed with me and liked what I wrote and had commentary, and you know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, and so I was very, very encouraged, and to this day, I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue to write, and I wrote that several years ago, but it's still there in their archives, and it's available for anyone to view. So I just say to you, those that are writers, those of you that are interested in other areas of your life, we're all faceted gems. We all need to use those strengths, and you just never, never know when it's going to come to the forefront. So, and another thing that I did, I wrote on a blog, and about a TV show that I really, really enjoyed. And, you know, you write up what kind of storylines they might have had or as if you were a playwright or as if you were a director. And it gave me another opportunity to write character study. And that, again, it expanded my knowledge base. It made me think outside of the box. And that was exciting as well, and it still is. So I say all that to say, find what will make you happy. Read, look at styles, study. I am still studying. I continue to study. I continue to read all kinds of literature. So anyone out there who's looking at writing, becoming an author, I applaud you. We are kindred spirits. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Faceted Gems. This is Diane Marie Ward. You're listening to Brian Snow. And I want to thank you again for listening. Love everyone. Power. Dream and believe in the positive energy.